President Obama released a video endorsement today ahead of the French presidential election on Sunday. It's a choice between Marine Le Pen of the far-right National Front Party and Emmanuel Macron, a centrist. Obama is endorsing Macron.
I have admired the campaign that Emmanuel Macron has run. He has stood up for liberal values. He put forward a vision for the important role that France plays in Europe and around the world. And he is committed to a better future for the French people. He appeals to people's hopes and not their fears.
Joining us from Paris is Florence Villeminot, a journalist for France 24. Florence, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
So how important is that endorsement by President Obama? We knew that he was a fan of Macron, but until today he hadn't officially endorsed him.
Well, it's certainly a boost for Emmanuel Macron. Now, they had already spoken on the phone, and Macron had actually shared a video of him speaking on the phone with Barack Obama. But this official video from Obama certainly is a little boost for Emmanuel Macron, who also has the support of other important high-profile leaders elsewhere in Europe. A lot of people have been very vocal about their hope that he will be elected president on Sunday.
And actually, that can be seen as a bad thing by some French voters, certainly by Marine Le Pen, this international support for Macron. Here's an exchange from a debate last night with translation here. Le Pen said Macron is beholden to German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
You plan to do nothing without her agreement. It's so true. What are you going to do opposite Mrs. Merkel? You said, I won't be opposite her. I will be with her.
Of course, I want France to measure up to Germany.
Let me tell you what happened. France will be led by a woman. It'll be either me or Mrs. Merkel. That's the truth.
How did that go over?
Well, that certainly was one of the sound bites from last night. It was quite an unusual presidential debate. The gloves really came off. It was very personal. Both of them were slinging insults at each other throughout the debate, which was quite loud at times. It was even hard to hear what they were saying, and they were kind of talking over each other. Macron globally has been seen as the winner of that debate. He actually had the most to lose going into it. Of course, he's leading Marine Le Pen in the polls, but he is relatively inexperienced. She has quite a lot of experience, has had other debates, not quite as high profile as a presidential debate, but she certainly has a lot of experience. So people were expecting her to pretty much crush him in the debate, but he's really come out as the real winner. The big loser, if you will, is French people. That's what analysts have been saying, that the general level of the debate was quite low. It wasn't as high as perhaps French people deserve going into a presidential election.
Who does Macron still need to convince? Has he, for example, been able to attract the support of the people who were in favor of the hard left candidate Jean-Luc Mélenchon?
That has been very tricky for Emmanuel Macron. Of course, we were just saying that Marine Le Pen accuses him of being a child of the establishment. Well, that is the exact same thing that many Jean-Luc Mélenchon supporters believe. And so a lot of Jean-Luc Mélenchon supporters have decided that they're just not going to vote in the election, or they're going to cast a spoiled ballot. But what's interesting is Jean-Luc Mélenchon himself refused to endorse Emmanuel Macron. He said he wanted to consult his voter base, and there was a survey that was carried out, and the vast majority of them said that they would not back Macron. This is called the ni-ni votes, the neither-neither. People are comparing it to having to choose between the plague and cholera. In their view, Macron is just as bad as Marine Le Pen, and it's unclear whether or not he has managed to convince these people to go and vote on Sunday. That's what we're going to have to see.
Kind of surprising, though, that people are still thinking, oh, neither, neither. I don't like either one of them, because if Le Pen wins, France is likely out of the European Union. And if Macron wins, France is going to I mean, there are a lot of consequences here.
There certainly are, but it's similar to what we've seen, you know, when you look at Brexit or even Donald Trump's election in the United States, that a lot of people feel fed up with a so-called insiders who are part of the system and for many people, Emmanuel Macron represents that kind of insider, child of the system, who has ticked all the boxes, and the last box he's going to tick is to become president.
Now, when we lead up to elections in the United States on a day like this, coming up just a few days away, we'd be talking about things like the weather. How might that impact turnout? What are people thinking about turnout on Sunday in France?
Well, that really is going to be the key figure on Sunday. If it's low, if not very many people go to vote, that will definitely play into Marine Le Pen's favor. If it's high, it could definitely play into Macron's favor. But what's interesting is, do keep in mind that traditionally French people vote en masse in French presidential elections. It's typically around 80%. So if it's any lower than that, it'll be surprising. But it'll still be a lot higher than other modern democracies.
I'm glad you were able to use the term en masse, which works for both English and French. Florence Villeminot, a journalist for France 24, thanks so much.
Thank you.